You know whose song this is? It should. It's the world champ.
Yeah, on the weekend.
It's the world champion.
Adrenaline!
He finished his story.
Finish the story. What
episode? Cody Rhodes, episode...
If you went back 12. To the first couple...
214.
Yeah,
214.
Yeah, he said the only...
Still has a dumbass tattoo.
Thing he said that he would say, two things he said after the... Because I like when they do the press conferences after.
Yeah, it is cool. I do like
fucking
that.
Fucking awesome.
I like it.
He said the two things I would say to my dad would be, I hope I made you proud, and then sorry for the tattoo. Because it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a cool tattoo. I like the tattoo.
It is
not
a cool logo.
His neck. The
logo's
cool logo.
Sweet. The logo and like the American print's pretty cool. But
show this dude so you can see how bad this dude's tattoo is.
Well,
it's so wild that he is.
You know what made it worse? What made it worse is that.
No, dude. No. Jamal Hill. Show it, dude. There's some bad. That one's horrible.
That one's.
Hold on, we gotta share more of
that
one, too.
So bad.
He's fighting in the main event of the biggest, like, technically UFC pay per view ever.
See, that's his logo. Logo's pretty cool, but just.
Yeah.
Not on your
neck. Right there.
And the
like I said, I think what people made it what made it worse is that like fans and marks got the
everyone.
Tattoo also.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Now that would be cool. Like on the
it's
back.
Cool.
Like that.
Yeah, he should have did it right here.
That would be cool.
He should have did it right on the back of his neck, yeah. And it would have looked sick going up into his blonde hair.
Right.
And it's just too big for
yeah.
right there.
And it's not even like it's like
it's not a good
it's like,
size.
It's like on his throat.
It's not even a good like. The way it's placed, it should be like
the placement's not
an
good
inch
either.
Smaller in all directions,
like
and just be
like
it's just like where can you get a triangle on your neck? Essentially, there's no really either right here.
But
in front,
the logo's sweet.
Should have gotten in front then, if anything.
What was his dad's? His dad's wasn't anything like that,
no.
was it?
I don't think his dad even had
a logo. It just was Dustin Rhodes.
No, he never had a tattoo.
No, I don't think he even had a tattoo.
No, I know not tattoos.
Oh.
I'm saying like his logo was it only just polka dots and
yeah, that was just
super
mistake,
basic
yeah.
shit. Because he goes all out. I don't know,
just probably
man.
The t-shirts that they made.
I don't know. I just can't see him being the top face for the next 6 years.
Oh, but he... Like,
but
he's a good choice.
But look at what how old he'll be.
Doesn't matter. Look
yes,
at,
it does.
No, it doesn't.
He can't wrestle as long as Orton, and Orton's neck is fused together.
Dude, his move off the...
Think about that. Might be their first feud. I hope it is.
It is. I told you. That's going to be, I think, the first feud. Well, obviously, it's going to be, what, Jay, I think? Did Jay win? No, Jay won for the... You didn't watch last night? He won the number one contender, Fatal 4-Way.
Oh, no, we didn't watch it.
Yeah, but it might
be
for
the
world.
I forgot which one it was. That's why I'm thinking
probably
of
the world championship.
Yeah.
Not the universal. It's got to be, because that's the championship that's on Raw.
What was it? It was... No, because it was...
So, yeah, you're right.
It was Jay. It was fucking...
I don't know. I
was
the world heavyweight title.
But,
yeah.
Wasn't
so,
McIntyre
yeah,
in it too?
McIntyre
probably
was, but he lost. Yeah, he lost.
And he lost.
And
it was Bronson Reed, Jay,
can hear us?
Dre McIntyre, and
it's not live right now.
I forgot who else.
No,
forgot who else. Who was the fourth?
We haven't stepped to that world yet.
Was it what?
If we people could listen to this live
and Ricochet,
we need better computers.
Yeah. So he beat him.
And Ricochet, okay.
Yeah. There was a fatal four-way
to
Ricochet. Win.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, and
Jay won.
It was a good match. I don't know if you watched
it. Yeah, that's
it.
A
yeah,
good
yeah,
baby face.
It.
That's cool. That'd be cool
you
if, like...
Watch it.
You watch it, yeah.
Did Jay ever win it? No, right?
No. And then...
Last night? I just fell asleep.
And then,
We didn't get along.
Raw after Mania. I mean, it was good, though. Seeing Cena come back.
We weren't getting along.
I thought R-Truth was going to pull out...
R-Truth.
Little Jimmy.
Crystal Ball, Kyle and Basil.
Oh, he's moving over?
Transferred from Arizona, possibly to Illinois.
What did you say?
I forgot. You had other conversations going on, sorry.
It's this guy.
And Robbie Avila, kid from Indiana State, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
yeah.
He's transferring too.
He's all tatted
say, he
up,
might go
right?
to Illinois.
Damn, that'd be good.
Oh my gosh, did you guys see the stupid video where like, Caitlin Clark, a fan stormed the fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
He's
an NIL for the Sox.
That was so
she always she has, like,
what?
A count.
That kid from Indiana State, he's on the NIL
oh
deal
gosh.
For the White Sox.
That was so
it's signed on a bunch of, like, Chicago
I
athletes.
Saw that video, like,
I didn't know, man. That's pretty cool.
The fan was more hurt than fucking so. Caitlyn.
So, wait. She got, she got hurt hit again?
Because a fan stormed.
No, it's the same thing, but you know, she has like a compilation of
them. She's a LeBron. A wannabe LeBron.
Cool.
Oh, Caitlyn Clark. Caitlyn Clark. But I thought it was cool and stuff, like after they did the whole game and the coach.
Yeah, Dawn Staley?
Yeah, the coach for South Carolina.
She's a badass.
Giving her props and stuff.
You gotta give her props.
Yeah, she was right. She was like, yeah, she won the GOATs. Like, she's put. She put, like, this year was, like, one of the best years. Like, it was, like,
yeah,
everyone was
following
her.
Yeah, but I don't
think it's just her. No, it wasn't. But she was the main focus behind, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching her break the record. Iowa games were the most watched game.
I didn't think it might just be her.
Yeah.
To be honest, like.
There's a lot of good stars, but she
Yeah, but now is everyone going to watch the WNBA?
No.
No.
She's leaving.
But that's not what it's about. It's just saying, like, hey, you recognize that, hey, she fucking, for this year, she captured electricity in a bottle.
Right.
And it was, you know.
Yeah, I might watch that fucking Juju, whatever. She's
yeah.
Cool. Oh, she's going to put up points.
She was a freshman last year. She had a game with 3 points.
She could catch that record.
Yeah.
Because Caitlin Clark wasn't averaging, I don't think, as much her freshman year.
Just depends on
how much did that girl get? Kids might stay longer.
Yeah,
you're
going
to see that.
20.
Getting paid.
23 as
Fuck
a freshman.
It. 23 as a freshman?
I think so.
So she's on pace to have more points.
Bronny James, he declared
for
the draft, too.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, they said that he just. It doesn't mean they had to go to the draft. It's just saying.
Yeah,
like,
but that could
either
dictate some shit.
Or go to the draft.
Yeah, but that could dictate some shit in the NBA. Because you already know that all LeBron has to do is say, I want to play where my kids at.
Yeah, but I mean, it's even also going to be like, well, fuck yeah, we're going to waste a draft pick on him.
Wemby's going to pass LeBron.
Yeah, and want LeBron to go there.
Well, they'll try, yeah. They'll try
to
lure
that's
him,
the
yeah.
whole thing, yeah. That's what
I
will
think
happen.
I don't think he'll get drafted, though. He'll be
oh
like,
my God.
No,
he'll be like undrafted.
He'll get drafted so someone can get LeBron.
Last pick, he's Mr. Irrelevant.
27.1, she was second in the nation as a freshman.
Behind who?
Caitlin Clark.
Behind, yeah, as a senior. Fifth year?
No, four.
Four?
Because she could have gone back for her first year. Her first year.
She's like, fuck it, I'm already going to be a normal
Yeah.
How, and the girl from UConn's, yeah, but
Paige
some Bukers? Of that
she was really good, too.
She
like,
might go buckets. Pretty high.
Yeah, because she was supposed to be the girl before she got hurt the last two years.
Well, she was ranked
kinda,
higher out of high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was like the one, and then.
She got hurt.
Yeah, she got hurt.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, and Caitlin Clark beat her head-to-head this year, too. So it's like, are you really better?
There's a lot of people saying that Caitlin Clark is just a loser. She loses in the big games. Why would you draft a loser number one overall, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. She took a fucking Big Ten.
I love the people who fucking like take the weird, the, like
she
weirdo
took a Big
takes.
Ten
yeah.
Yeah. You have to realize.
Yeah.
Did you know no Big Ten team has won basketball and girls basketball since 1998?
Yeah, not gonna
1998 either. 1998, a Big Ten team's
won. They're not gonna.
Was that Izzo at Michigan State? Yeah. Him and Saban were at Michigan State at the same time. So Saban was at too, and they were really because like that was a, like they say that was the best year of Michigan State because the basketball team was fucking badass with Izzo, and then you had Saban there when he was young and like up and coming. Yeah. Before LSU,
Michigan State was a powerhouse.
Dude, yeah, it was crazy.
They were like beating Michigan.
Oh, Michigan was bad at that time.
I know, but
after the Fab Four left, they kind of went through a rough patch there. Oh. It was all a curse because,
get
like I said,
it
was a curse
year.
On the fucking timeout.
Get ready for it this year.
For football?
Yeah.
How bad
be good.
Do you think? I think they'll be... They'll make
well,
the
Big
maybe.
Ten just the
it's
big
tough, though,
the
like,
Big Ten just got better, so that's the problem. That's all I'm saying.
It got bigger and better.
Yeah, it's different again.
Expanded.
How many teams are in the Big Ten now? 20?
I think it's like 16.
Oh my God!
The Big 16.
Yeah, what are they gonna call it? The Big Conference?
I think it might be.
Just
yeah.
the Big.
But there's a Big 12 still. So.
Yeah.
The Big.
It's huge.
The Big 16.
It literally goes from New Jersey to California, almost every like other state all the way there.
Yeah, what would it be? UCLA is probably the most west one.
Yeah, that and USC.
Yeah, imagine like fucking trips from
Borg.
Imagine trips from Penn State to fucking, you know,
Rutgers is in New Jersey.
New Jersey to fucking UCLA.
Yeah, that's what it said. Like, that's like,
there's a cool commercial that like shows it, and it's like almost a perfect line all the way up into the. Fucking A.
Oh, yeah, they announced a football schedule, too.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that.
But it's cool, like, Oregon's playing Michigan, Purdue, UCLA, Wisconsin, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Washington. So it's like a good balance of, like, still playing the teams near you, yeah, still but playing the teams, but you still got to travel. I mean, Oregon and Michigan, like, that's, like, that's a good, like, that's good for playoffs, you know? It's more, yeah, it's easier to tell the head-to-head games and, like,
you is know, that more their schedule, like, straight down?
No, I think it's just away games and home games.
Yeah,
away
just games, straight yeah. down, right? Like, just the white and the white's gray away,
yeah.
down.
The white's away, the gray's
like
home.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have announced afterward the dates, but I don't know where that one
is. Or is that just they don't have them in order?
They don't have them in order.
Just who they play.
Just who they play. Just so
that's cool.
Spread by away and home.
Go to them if they Michigan plays at Northwestern this year. Damn, yeah. That'd be dope.
Aren't they going to get a new field?
Northwestern? Well, yeah. Aren't they going they somewhere going cool? Like something
yeah, but they're
neat?
Getting sued by their old coach now.
Shit.
Pat Fitzgerald suing him for wrongfully fired.
I can't go to that game. I said I would love to go to that freaking Oregon.
Yeah, it'd be sick. But it's away.
Okay. Yeah. But they play at Purdue. I was thinking about that one. I'm like, I would like to go see my because it's, you know.
Michigan, Oregon versus Purdue.
They're gonna be. Yeah.
Yeah, Lafayette's only like 2.5 hours.
Or either like that or Wisconsin. Yeah, see Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
It's not far either. It's the same thing.
How
probably.
Far is West Lafayette from
like
Indiana,
2.5 hours?
University.
Well, Bloomington's kind of more over towards like the middle slash like
they're probably 3 hours away, maybe a little bit more.
Really?
Indiana to
Indiana
to Purdue, is it?
Yeah. So I'm saying like 2 hours. I don't think it's that far. Maybe in like 1:30.
Bloomington, Indiana? Because that's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
Bloomington, Indiana?
Yeah.
Well, Lafayette's
two hour,
really...
2 hour drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's south
I mean, it's just 165. Yeah, there's...
So we're way closer to West Lafayette. Yeah.
That's why I want to go up to fucking Evanston if they play... Michigan plays Northwestern. That'd be kind of dope. That'd be
cool. I like Northwestern's too. Stadium, too, because it's smaller, so
yeah.
It packs a lot more people. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Ford Field? I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Mark, yeah, I mean, who's on that play?
They got a tough one.
Play Michigan. Yeah, they play all the all their home games are pretty much like
Washington.
The original big time.
It's so wild, dude.
That's you say so
it
weird.
It is the craziest looking thing.
That is so weird. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, but it's cool though, because like, no, you're fine. I have
he's got it.
I have one.
No, I was like, wait.
No, sorry.
But not for basketball,
yeah.
Right?
I think it is for basketball, too, I think.
All the teams move, too?
I think everything, yeah. But basketball's weird, because, like, there's...
They do different.
There's different conferences, too. But all,
but
like... But the Big Ten, every single team, I think... Oh, well, I thought for football and basketball. For all the main sports, they're...
Are football and basketball the same conferences?
No, they're not. But for the Big Ten's case, they are.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, all the Big Ten... Like, or all the Pac-12, all their teams... Football, basketball, everything's moving to the Big Ten. But in basketball, they do have their own separate conferences. Because, like, the Big East, I don't think that I don't think that exists in football. They don't have football. Like, those aren't football schools even,
no.
Maybe.
UConn is not a football school.
Yeah, there's a football school.
But they're I'm saying
Syracuse?
They're not, but, like, not all of them are. Like, I don't think.
No, not every.
No, no way. Yeah, no, I don't think. Some of those teams are like in New York, so they don't have like little. I don't think that they even have football fields.
I don't even think Syracuse is in there.
So just because they're in a conference for something, they're not in a conference for.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
That's weird.
Does Crane have a? They might, because they're actually in Omaha.
I don't think they have football. I don't think Creighton has a football team. I don't think.
Oh, I got one. Got one.
Do they have one?
Seton Hall. Football? Yeah, they have a football team. Seton Hall. Appreciate you.
It's probably like, what, a NIAA or whatever those fucking weird ones are?
NIAA or whatever.
It's a good football team.
So they don't give you scholarships, but they offer you money for no reason? Makes no sense.
Former program.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't. It's a former program.
They don't have it then, yeah.
They don't have football there. Come on. I knew it.
Yeah, so they know they don't.
Oh, no.
And they don't have wrestling either. What sports
right,
do they have?
I'll take it, though. I'll take it.
Yeah, they only have baseball.
Damn, exclusive shit over there. Where's the fucking... Where is that at?
I'm not complaining.
It's in New Jersey.
New Jersey has a lot of those weird universities.
New Jersey? Are you good?
Where's the energy? Gotta open it for the kids.
I swear to God. It was
flowing. Are you a lefty?
No.
He's swinging right handed.
South Orange.
He twisted it lefty.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I twist left when I was drinking something.
I don't.
You don't.
I twist
right.
Left hand.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. I grew up with the right. Sounded weird.
Is it weird?
Okay. You're ambidextrous now? Do you kick right or left footed?
You know how to kick.
Both?
Right.
Both?
So yeah, now I don't think.
Okay, back to wrestling. Fuck no, Seton Hall.
Yeah, we're talking.
Okay.
You got the football on there. I'll pull up the cards so we can remember.
I remember.
Night one was good. It was here. We saw it.
Night one was good. I wish the girls' match started on. I wish the main event of night one was shorter.
You think it dragged out a bit too long?
Yeah. I think they should have got like a little less of just Reigns and Cody, so it made Reigns and Cody a little bit better. You can only see the same people wrestle two times in a row. So much, you know.
Mm-hmm. But they were just like the main thing in this mania, you know. They were the big.
I was fine with Cody winning, but I hated how it looked.
Oh
ending.
No, I was not fine with that at all. Whatsoever.
Why you don't like it? You don't like it?
No,
nope.
I did not.
She was on Team Bloodline too.
Nope, not at all whatsoever.
It was good for him to finish the story. I thought it was, you know, either way.
But now what?
Either if it was,
but who and why? Like, are we just back to that?
Who?
Exactly. Why? Who? What? Why?
But like,
you guys are creative enough to think of something. It's Triple H. It's his era now. You know, Paul.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't think Cody.
You said, you just said Randy, or before the show, you said Randy Orton. You're like, oh yeah, that'd be a good first program.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but you're what? Not have Randy win?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need it, or maybe he can. You know, who knows? You never know.
That's what I mean. Then like, why did you give it to Cody if he's not gonna keep it?
I think he's gonna keep it for a good
a year.
Like, yeah,
and fight The Rock and Roman in a triple threat. That would be
no.
Dumb.
I don't think he will. I think it's be Rock Roman next year with no title.
But for what? The Bloodline
the People's Championship. He just came there all weekend.
Was that Uso fight good?
Yeah.
Hold on, we're not done with this. He's 38. Damn, he's old. List. I know.
I can't take it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a weird lisp too. It's like. Through the back end of it. It's the back of his words. But it's like, I guess. Hey, you own it. I think his dad had a little lisp too.
No, he just said, yeah.
That was just wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
No.
I just felt like.
Well, he just wasn't entertaining. I was like, no.
And I hated how everyone went in the ring.
All the interference?
No, that was cool. That saved it. That's what I mean. To me, it was like they shouldn't have fought night one.
That was the whole thing. It was like
I didn't like that they fought night one and now they had to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Because it was good. They had a good match. I'm not hating on them. Because I think Reigns can wrestle anyone and be the top dog he should be. He just is feeling
good
it,
matches, yeah.
I just, look, it's like.
I'm Cody can too, but Cody's the same, you know.
Yeah,
he can.
But Cody's fragile, same, but just, dude. He's fragile, boy. Right, Rollins is like fragile. Maybe he's really banged up.
It's stuff that Reigns is. Reigns is durable.
He's durable, he's, bro. And he looked the best
he can,
he's ever
dude.
Looked.
He got like a second, I don't want to say it was like. The
I don't know. I just.
This reign was like three. Was like. Three different chapters, essentially.
Like, he's going to lose. I'm like, they're going to have... He's going to lose.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
We knew. Yeah, we knew. I didn't want to admit it.
I was like, he's going to lose.
He was. It was written in the cards. He was going to lose.
I just didn't like how everyone was in the ring, and it was like, there was no...
It was too much.
It was too much. Like, they should have left those guys up at the top and let him have his big moment and let that pyro go off. I felt like it dragged out where it was like, okay, like, is this really... Dude, you are fucking a Gen X, Gen Z, or the fucking weirdos you are.
Just trying to take shots.
This bro just is taking shots of water out of the cap like my 5-year-old daughter does.
Do you need a little shot glass? We got glasses.
You guys are on my ass.
No one's on your ass, Bryce. No one is on your ass. Trust us.
There is one person.
Yeah, not us. You could have told me what
it is. There's one.
You're dead.
Yeah. No, you know.
But
we don't, obviously.
That ladder match for the tag match, the second one, that was cool. A-Town Down Under, you called it.
Both of them, we all did right there.
I knew that. I thought the Awesome Truth, and I forgot who else.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, that was cool.
Oh, I said
that. Can't hate on fucking...
And DIY. But the Truth winning and him asking for a tag in the match. Like,
yeah,
he's awesome. And Pat McAfee just laughing, like, sold it perfectly. Yeah, awesome. He got into it great. And then his podcast coinciding with that, I don't know if you saw any of those interviews. He had R-Truth on there in The Miz. R-Truth was thanking his childhood hero, John Cena. He remembers when he was a little kid, when he said he remembers he's growing up. Cena.
The Miz is like R?
No, that's R-Truth said that.
He's like, you know, I grew up watching
childhood hero.
I grew up watching John Cena and this and that. So, yeah.
Is that one of the best characters ever? Like, the most simple-minded?
Yeah, he's
kept it now for years.
He's
R-Truth.
Oh.
Because in the beginning, he wasn't like that.
One of my favorites.
Like, him in fucking TNA.
Yeah.
You should see him in TNA, dude. He goes ham. Yeah, he's still there. Yeah. He
just wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up?
On truth.
Yeah.
You like him?
Whatever the fuck.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
He was great in that match.
He looks like a freak of nature.
Really?
He still looks. He looks.
What did we look him up? He's 52. I think we looked up. He's 52.
John Cena's got a fucking little
toothpaste. Hey, black
dude. He's on the drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was him. That was him 8 years ago, and he looks the same.
He does literally. Probably looks younger now. He probably looks younger now. Younger than that. Real people in the tub. What's up?
Maybe like a DM
that
got in trouble too much.
Right.
Like in the beginning, you can't hear anything he's saying.
No.
It was always in my head. What's up?
And then he says, "Now, yeah, I don't know where."
I think he's from what, D-Town?
What's that?
Charlottesville.
Detroit. Oh, I'm like, what?
Charlotte.
Yeah, North Carolina, baby.
North Carolina.
Makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I saw UNC. Yeah, like
Petey Pablo, dude.
UNC. Bill Gates. What's up? The White Sox. I was like, oh, all right. Best of both worlds.
The Jay and Jimmy match was good, too. The brother versus brother.
Okay, but now what do we do with the bloodline, man?
It's still going to continue.
No, Jay's going to keep it going.
Jay's not in it.
Roman Reigns is gonna.
Jay's gonna. He's
eating. I think on Friday he's gonna.
Who?
He'll address it. Reigns.
He's gonna come out.
Yeah, I think he will.
This week.
Gay?
Yeah.
Do you wait? No.
I'm just joking.
I just. Oh man. It's weird right now.
It is.
It's weird to think that none of those guys are champs right now.
He's gonna come out.
It's back to like when Jinder was champ, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? But better, obviously, because everyone wants Cody, but.
Sami Zayn being Gunther too.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. I hope he goes after someone too. Gunther.
That was a 44 minute match.
Gunther.
I thought he was gonna be in that Fatal 4 Way. I was like, he would have been perfect in it. Him instead of Bronson Reed for sure would have made more sense.
Bronson Reed is weird.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted to like him.
I don't know why he's getting pushed.
Where it's like I wanted to like him, and I was like, you're all right, and then I was like.
You're just alright. You're just alright. Yeah, you're just that. Like right. I was like, yeah. Like I wanted to say, like, alright, yeah, he's good. Like he was up and coming. I'm like, alright, I'm not gonna hate on this guy. He's just coming out. Like, alright, cool. Right. He's alright. Okay. Yeah, he's alright. And then I'm like, oh, he's just alright. Like,
yeah.
He's just, like it, I have no disrespect. He's just that's just my taste. That's my opinion. You know. Like,
right.
But he went. He won the Andre Giant Battle Royale, whatever thing. You know, like good for him.
So did Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, but that's cool. Dude. Mojo's a man, though. He's a man.
I know. That's what I mean.
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
Whatever
happened, man?
I don't know. Who knows? Not one of those guys.
It's like Shelton Benjamin. You're like, we don't know.
Oh, he's came back and forth between there a lot.
What about the Boogeyman?
He's just.
Oh, he makes weird appearances.
Yeah.
I was shocked
at the Royal Rumble or something. He'll come out randomly and be
fucking
weird.
Did he just beat Worm still? Hall of Fame, didn't he? Won once before.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the Hall of Fame. They inducted him.
He does weird shit.
Where did he get the worms?
They're real worms. Logan Paul.
Are they real?
They're real.
Uh-huh. Do you know who Speed is?
That's disgusting.
You know Speed? Yeah. The streamer? He was at WrestleMania too.
I know, I saw him. He got hurt.
He got
fucking injured.
Yeah, he never done it.
Randy Orton kicked the fuck out of him.
Did
he posted, he's like, WWE is really real.
Yeah, he was like, dude, fuck, I'm fucking hurt. Yeah.
I saw Speed.
He's a streamer.
He's like a streamer.
He was the one in the Prime Bottle. He was the one that was there. Remember, he came out with
Randy Orton RKO'd him on the table.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's like a big streamer.
He's one of the biggest dumbass kids.
Yeah. He's like a biggest. He's like one of the biggest streamers.
Yeah. I think he's like.
But he's kind of. He's actually not bad because he's like a huge soccer nut. So he does a ton of cool soccer shit. Oh, but okay. Like.
Yeah.
He's just good.
It's just weird how they end up on there.
He's like always at the fucking like FIFA
championship. But he was the Prime Battle this past week.
Yeah.
KCI or whatever.
No.
KSI?
No. He was last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was their last.
They always try to put like little streamer dudes on. You ever seen KSI without a bandana?
No.
Dude, look it up.
Dude.
Why?
He looks like a fucking hammer. A hammerhead shark, dude. This dude looks like Megamind when he comes out with a fucking bandana, dude. Show that
thing. Looks like a predator, dude.
And that's I Show Speed right there. Bad. That
looks
goofball.
Like fucking Brandon Marshall and Craig.
Wait, that was the guy that was just in the...
Yeah, they're boys.
And then, who's this other guy?
No, that's KSI.
No.
KSI is Logan Paul's prime. Prime.
This
partner.
Is the guy that was. Oh yeah,
they own Prime together.
Yeah, okay, the mouse right there.
That's I Show Speed.
That's the guy that was a Prime Bottle. His
name is I Show Speed.
I was a Prime Bottle. I can get that.
But KSI is this other guy.
Because that's their brand. That's the Paul Brothers brand, and that's the official drink.
The boys.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So he was like. So like he walked. He had a cover on. He walked out like he was his promo kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was in the sideline. And then it came out that he was helping him out. And then it was like, what the fuck, you know, who is it? And it was Speed. And then he was like, and then Randy Orton kicked the fuck out of him. And RKO'd him on the table.
He started barking at him and shit.
Yeah.
He looks behind him. He's like,
it was awesome.
Whoa.
Randy Orton looked at the people.
Falls, see, like,
I think he looked at his wife. She's always sitting there. He looked at his wife like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this kid? He's like, it's what, awesome. 20 years old? 21?
Yeah, he's a young ass kid.
I remember when Randy Orton followed Soulja Boy on Twitter, dude. That
he, like, is weird with Cristiano Ronaldo. That's, like, his favorite person in the world. And he, like, does these celebrity soccer games. And he tries his... Yeah. I Show Speed.
That was the ugly thing. Literally, that is what I pictured. And what is getting out.
Look at KSI talking shit.
Yeah, because he got hit last year. Right?
Yeah, he got fucked. Kevin Owens, I think. Someone fucking did beat the shit out of KSI. I can't believe he pushed him. Dude, look how huge
Owens
is.
For sure.
Was he mad? Was he actually like mad?
I don't know.
I think he just.
Sometimes it's part of the show.
Yeah. You gotta like get into it.
Ronaldo is better.
Oh.
He beats his ass.
At least he took him out of the suit.
Yeah! He just goes flat as a board.
Oh, dude.
He goes flat as a board.
But I don't think it breaks you, right?
No.
When he does it. Yeah, that was funny.
He's like looking back at his wife like this
one. Dude.
Man, there's no way.
What the fuck is this?
They're in touch with the people that...
Young people. Yeah, it's like, you know, it makes sense. Like, those guys...
No matter what people say about Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you remember what I said. He's like, he's a good performer.
It's perfect, though. You should. He's great at hating
him. But he's a good wrestler. Like, he's a good wrestler.
But he...
No, he is, actually.
He's very talented.
I would be like, yeah, like...
I still don't fucking like him at all.
Like, people don't like him, but it's like, as a wrestling fan, it's like, damn, he fucking is... He's good, though.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
He's legit, bro. That makes sense that they're like one day like...
Yeah.
Speed's not a wrestler.
He's
though, right?
Cody Rhodes' opponent.
Oh, Logan Paul?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, yeah.
What match will he put on? He's done an Elimination Chamber, a cage match.
Yeah.
who's done it all, but you're like, fuck you, but...
No, I don't like him. I don't like you or your drinks, yeah, man.
But 20 million people are fucking watching what he does on a weekly basis. Yes, it. That's what's crazy about him.
Sat there for a while, and then I took it. Sorry. And I was like, okay, you.
Right. But I think him and Owen just keep going at it.
Yeah.
I heard it. Owen's talking the day after Mania. Monday morning, and he said he don't give a shit if he ever goes for the big title ever again, that he likes working. No.
Owens.
That he likes working those little titles, and he likes being with the younger guys and doing shit like that, because he's like, what am I going to bring to the main title?
I listened to 30 Minutes, Busted Open on Monday.
Crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do the interview shit and all that. He's like, I like this part.
You're doing shit all the time when you're a fucking champ.
It was cool, because he's like, me and Sammy just know where we're at.
I listened to him on Busted Open.
Yeah, that was Monday.
30 minutes. Yeah, for 30 minutes. I don't know. I didn't hear all of it, but every part of it. And yeah, it was a good interview. I heard it because of you. I heard you listened to it.
Dude, they've been...
It was cool to hear Owens because he mentioned... Well, what was he talking about? He was talking about being part of Sammy's. Mm-hmm. Like, his match, like being...
Yeah, that's
the tunnel,
what he said.
Like,
that shit means more to him right now than... He's like, that's a memory that me and that dude will have forever. They're showing before the gorilla like that. Like, that's what we want, you know? Mm-hmm.
They were talking about like all the ROH guys, like how they're doing it big. Like, it's great. It's like, damn, it's true. Like,
well,
Penn,
dude.
Seth.
I wish Joe would come back.
Aries, like, you know, he was good, but he just fucking.
Austin Aries?
Yeah.
Where is Joe?
He's the champ at AEW.
Oh, okay.
But it's just dead.
I'm like, I haven't even. I don't.
They fucked. They
WWE took a lot of, like,
smoke, and it's still going.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's going to be wild from here into SummerSlam. There won't be any... No, they're saying that right now, every single SmackDown sells out and Raw selling out for 15 consecutive shows. Back and forth. So 7 in a row or 8 in a row for Raw or 7 in a row, 8 in a row for SmackDown. The gate, every single show is more and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Triple H have been doing it well.
I think now it's almost like it's even more because you're like, holy shit, are we really going to see like this super chaotic?
I think it's just a reshuffle. That's what it was, essentially. I think it was just like a mini reset. That's why they had to change reigns and everything. Like, it's just a reset, like start from scratch, essentially. I mean, it's like a Thanos snap. Like, they keep comparing it to Avengers, like where he had the Avengers come out and help him win the title. And it's like that. And he snapped it back to, you know, and it's just... This is weird now. Like, I think, on Busted Open, it was Bully Ray, I think, he said, he was like, it's like a reset, you know, like, she said, like, Stephanie McMahon saying it's the Paul Levesque era signals that this is a new era. Like, everything's new, so.
And The Rock's pushing for it to be wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's, you know, he's like a third owner.
He's like a board member.
He's like what Vince was, The Rock.
So for the people, listening,
same
like
motherfucker,
the TKO
on TV
company,
right now,
the TKO company that owns UFC and WWE, he's like a board member, of the wrestling side.
The other
side
guy
of
that is part of it is like, fuck it, we're going all out.
Yeah,
Tony Khan, right?
No, Tony Khan's from AEW.
No, but what's
Nick
his
Khan?
Nick Khan.
Yeah,
is that a brother?
No, totally different dude. Totally different.
Just similar names, but
just same last name. Yeah.
Nick Khan. Yeah, I get that confused. But
it's gonna be interesting. I mean, if he pushes it for being more like radar, that'd be good.
What? Do you need your phone charged, Mark?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Just plug it in. Or
is it? Yeah, just plug it in.
Right there, up there.
So good.
Unplug one of those. You know.
So we just lose signal and everything.
No, I think it's charged. We're good. Let's see what else was cool. I think, like you said, all titles changed except the Raw Women's.
Just Rhea Ripley, yeah. Liv attacked her last night.
LA night.
Oh,
or Monday
night. Yeah, I didn't watch.
Yeah, get the fuck out, bro. Bailey.
Oh, yeah, we were watching fucking...
Yeah, it was
Judgment Day
the
breaks
little
up.
Girl versus Indy. You didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like the girl.
Oh, Roxanne Perez.
She's so small. She's like Alexa Bliss, but smaller.
No, she's tiny.
She's like, I don't know.
Almost like AJ Lee.
She's not bad in the ring. Almost like AJ Lee. She's just too big to go against those girls. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that girl versus Raquel?
Rhea Ripley?
So what are we doing here?
Jade Cargo?
That's not a real NXT champion.
Okay, but what about AJ Lee and fucking...
Yeah, but that is a way different time of wrestling for girls.
Yeah.
The chicks now are 200 pounds of muscle.
Lita.
Bigger than these girls. They make Lita look small.
She could wrestle Lita.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Now, no, we can't wrestle.
Yeah, it's tough.
But some of these girls are jacked, bro.
Bianca? Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no way.
But you could wrestle like Io, like Kyrie. She could wrestle Io.
Yeah.
Everybody's like Beth Phoenix and Bailey.
And Becky.
As they should.
Yeah, but I feel like the girls' division is going to be different, too. Bianca's going to get put behind
Ilja Dragunov, he came out. That was cool.
China? Everyone hated on China. She was so manly looking.
Shinsuke, that was cool.
Now, she'd be perfect for Rey.
China? Yeah, she would.
Damian Priest cashing in.
No one was just ready for it.
I wasn't ready for that.
I knew he was going to cash in.
Because I walked out of there after McIntyre won, and I was helping Lonnie take a bath, and then... She freaked out.
I was like, no way. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Punk got him.
I had forgotten that he fucking won.
But it was good to see that he...
You're going to take this from McIntyre?
They took it. You think he's out?
They took it from
him. Of the contendership?
No, he's out of the company. His contract like is up in, I think, next month.
True?
Yeah.
No.
He's not resigned yet.
I don't think he's going to leave.
I don't think he would. I don't think he is either, but there's speculation that he, you know.
Didn't go to what?
AEW? Obviously, yeah, get paid.
They don't really.
And work less.
I don't think they have money to get paid.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think so, dude. From what Busted Open's been saying, it's like not.
They have cut. They did cut a lot of people.
Yeah, like it's not doing good. They're not even selling out 1,500 seats.
Dang. Tough.
Busted Open, which one's that one?
The show I listen to in the morning on SiriusXM.
Oh, the one that was on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were saying that they're... Yeah. Oh. Got it at work, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were just listening to the radio.
I just listened to it on YouTube. No, on Spotify. But...
Yep.
No, they fired. They had a lot of layoffs. Oh, recently. Yeah. They let go some wrestlers, too. I can't remember. I don't remember who.
But they were saying that they're having a hard time filling seats at all these places. Mm-hmm. That just no one turns out. Because the product is all over the place and there's no investment. The storylines are gone. It's just.
Yeah.
There's too many people there.
I mean, they're just more niche crowd. Like, you know, it's always been there. They appeal to a certain fan.
The niche crowd is not big.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So that's why they're like.
Yeah.
And Punk, they're saying, is going to really expose a lot of that.
Well, I got to listen to that Ariel Helwani interview, but supposedly he's fucking mad shit about him. How shit's just weird, bullshit.
Yeah. Tony Khan's weird as fuck. He's super weird. Just doing, like, favoritism.
That's why it's good that, like, I'm saying Triple H, because he's...
The Frohead ski dude?
Yeah. Because he's never ran anything.
Who?
Tony Khan. Oh. He's not really running any of those.
No, but he's just, like, he's a millionaire who has money, and he's running
promotion. Yeah, but it's not working anymore.
No, it's not, but he's just...
That sucks. There's a lot of good wrestlers there.
Yeah.
That fucked up and went there. Like, Tony Storm should not be there.
I was literally just going to say Tony Storm.
Not sure to be there.
I liked her a lot.
Rusev shouldn't be there.
I saw him and Lana are getting divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Samoa Joe shouldn't be there. Yeah, you might not be champion, but you're not drawing enough eyes over there. That's the Okada shouldn't have went there. It's good for him.
You saw Triple H supposedly called him out?
Yeah,
some people want to just take some more money and work less days and work an easier schedule, but
yeah,
you know, we're just here like we're the machine, we're the like they're the you know, like they're the end all be all kind of essentially. Yeah.
He should
be. Well, he referenced him.
If he came in NXT, turned the house down for a little while.
You think he goes straight to the main roster?
No, throw just one banger match at NXT and everybody be like, whoa. Like at a pay-per-view for NXT. Like come out and beat it and just be like, I don't even fucking want this championship.
These are nuts.
I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
And go to the... Because that dude's a fucking... He'd have to get in better shape though.
Like him and Carmelo Hayes? Just like that, just like a one off, and then like he beat, you know, like for no, like even like no championship, you know.
Is this one like that?
Yeah. Him versus Bron Breakker. No, is Bron Breakker main roster now? No, right.
He's talking shit.
I'm gonna start watching now. So more.
I think he's teetering.
They got me reinvested for sure.
Oh, dude, Trick Williams was gonna be on the main roster, and the people are gonna be like, "Damn, dude, this dude's big." That'd be a good dude to throw in the mix with Lashley and them.
That'd be cool.
Just to get him on there. Little
dad Trick.
Yeah, because his saying is awesome. And he's good. And they did it smart with him. They let him be the mouthpiece for Carmelo Hayes for like fucking 2 years. And then they're like, oh yeah, you're the biggest dude in NXT. You can come and be the champ and be a bad motherfucker. He just got better and better. And now you're like, oh, because he's kind of awkward. He's like, kind of reminds me of Titus O'Neil like style.
No, I get you.
His name's Trick Williams. Trick Williams. He's in NXT. Pull him up real quick. Because he's like... He's good. And the crowd goes wild. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Because that's like a song from Hustle and Flow.
Okay, I remember him.
South Carolina.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Watch,
he's
a big
watch
boy.
NXT. Oh, he's awesome, dude.
Four.
Yeah.
Watch NXT,
and that was like the dude he was with for a while. Like his kind of like valet, like his Carmelo. Muscle, you know, his backup. But then Hayes got big because he's legit. Carmelo Hayes is like a homegrown talent that never wrestled. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll bring you in. Yeah. You're just a freak athlete. We'll teach you how to wrestle. So I think Trick Williams is the same way.
Yeah, he is. He was.
They're athletes in college. Football.
Well, he was South Carolina.
And they're like, yeah, come and fucking join WWE and we'll make you into it. And they train him for 2 or 3 years and then they throw him in TV and they're like, oh, shit. Bron Breakker, same thing. He was like a collegiate football player.
Trick Mello. Who? Bron Breakker? Yeah, he was like a fullback or something.
Yeah, he's jacked too.
Well, they keep signing these athletes and just.
And it works, but wasn't his dad a wrestler?
Yeah, but his dad. Yeah, his dad, his uncle.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, Stand he comes brothers. From a.
1994.
Wrestling family. Mm-hmm. Damn, same year as me.
Whoa, that true. Whoa, almost the same birthday as you, too.
I forgot about him.
That's October. Like, is it October?
October 5th. Oh, that's his debut.
That's my birthday.
Whoa, that true. Whoa, true.
It's awesome.
May 26.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you see that the Orioles are bringing that young kid up? That shortstop that they got? Did you see anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Pull a picture of this kid up. Orioles number one prospect. They're bringing him up. Jackson Holliday.
Oh, that's Matt Holliday's son.
Yeah, look at how young this dude looks. That dude's starting for the Orioles.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He just got called up.
He looks like I just fucking birthed him.
Yes. He's like 19.
What?
I mean, dude, his dad was a badass, but this dude came out of high school and was just like a freak.
Seventh-time All-Star.
Have his balls freak. Dropped?
He's big. He just baby-faced.
He went number one overall.
He's a freak.
He's kind of like
2 years ago.
Yeah, so like 2 years ago. So he's probably 20 years old.
I mean, think about Connor Bernard's like 18.
Yeah, do you know who that guy is? The Blackhawks best player?
He looks fucking young.
He's like 19.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, he really is.
No, he's that good.
Yeah, he and his assist and point. Like his
there's some
plays
shit.
Good.
There's
some shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. His ball's definitely not dropped.
18!
There's no way!
He's played almost a half a season and he's 18.
Yes! I was gonna say, he's not 19, he's 18, he's barely.
Oh, 5.
Yeah, he's younger.
Barely legal.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Oh.
And he's baller, dude. He'll be out of there. Look at him.
Like, some of these college kids look even like older than him.
Yeah.
There's some, like, vet. Well, he is. There's some, like, Hall of Fame guys that just watch him. They're like,
Yeah.
Like, I have to make a goal like that.
Yeah.
This guy.
That guy
right there.
That guy, they're that pretty, face. And he's so weird. And
he's been like rookie of the month every single month.
He's the most normal dude.
Like every single all the time.
Pretty good. You know? And they're like super
and they're bad.
Normal.
And they're bad. They might get the top pick this year, which is how they can pair someone, you know.
Super fucking normal.
Connor what?
Yeah. Connor Bedard?
Yep, Connor Bedard. Bedard.
Bedard. Where's he from?
Canada.
Yeah, he's Canadian, right?
Canadian, eh?
Probably knows Edie. Hey, so Edie supposedly getting screwed out of all that NIL money? He can't get any NIL money because he's not an American citizen, so he's not eligible for anything. So he's not getting paid for... He hasn't gotten paid at all for college. He's getting
something.
For NIL.
Wait, what?
No.
He's getting something.
Well, yeah, from the school, because like, they use it, but that's all he gets. He's like, yeah, I don't get... like.
Canadian.
I'm missing out on millions.
Certain interest from like what he sells merchandise wise.
Yeah, like, probably stuff like that.
But that's probably damn. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's fucking shitty. He's like, yeah, I just never want to really like say anything. I was like, damn, okay. Like, I would have had more compassion for you. Like, you know, people were like, all right, like, sorry, you know, I would have. Oh, like that sucks. Right. But it is what it is. Like,
you wait until after the gym jump.
Oh, fuck you. You're still gonna be more rich than I am. Fuck you.
This guy.
No, Zach Edey. Well, yeah, but you know,
he'll play.
Oh, this guy will be too. He already.
Edio played 10 seasons in the NBA.
Kind of good, dude.
He'll be a backup. My bad. He'll start a couple years.
I just don't know how they stretch him out.
Dude, he had 30 something.
They said, like, what if he just goes to, like,
the Spurs? And
just, like,
that'd be crazy, dude. It makes sense.
It would make a lot of sense.
I don't know how he defends. But think about him with the Spurs.
But think about the Spurs, him and Wemby together. You're just him with Pop, like someone, like he needs to go to a coach that will help him develop. He'd be a good role player. You could have a certain set of plays when he goes on the floor because like the way he plays, you know, his height.
I wouldn't look right on the court.
Yeah,
it'd be like what?
Yeah, but that's kind of how Oklahoma City is with Chet and fucking.
SGA?
No.
What about the Timberwolves?
They have 2 7-footers, basically.
And Gobert. Well, Cat's a little bit under, right?
Yeah, but Wembe is wild.
They don't have him on the floor at the same time, do they?
Timberwolves do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They still won't win
shit. Their wingspan just covers the fucking...
They still won't win shit in the playoffs.
What do you think about the rumor of Billy Donovan's going to Kentucky?
I'm cool with it.
I wouldn't mind.
I would have...
He's a good pro coach, but he's a like championship level college coach. Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Might be for like a fresh start too.
Get him out of here and get the old Bucks coach.
But I don't think he'll be there.
That dude's a good coach.
He's not bad.
I don't think he'll.
I'd rather have like.
I think he's staying.
Get Rick Pitino.
No, I don't want anything.
Get
like
Nate Oates. What about Nate Oates?
Someone young.
Instead, he might go to Kentucky. That'd be a good job for him because he's like due for a step up.
They said they're gonna give Hurley the bag that he can't refuse.
To who? Yeah. To Kentucky?
Yeah, to go to Kentucky, but it's UConn.
Oh, he ain't leaving.
He graduated from UConn, or he's like from the area. His son graduated.
His brother played there too. I think.
Yeah,
that's what I think. He's gonna be a legend. Like, I don't think he's gonna leave.
Didn't his dad coach there too? I think, or does dad coach somewhere else?
His dad.
That was a really good coach.
Played at UConn?
I didn't know Bill Murray's son is the assistant coach.
There. UConn
Did you know that?
No.
Bill Murray's son is the assistant coach, one of the assistant coaches for UConn. That's why. Wait, who? Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah, his son's the assistant. They say he's due for like an actual coaching job, but it just sucks that UConn's always like far there.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, but they said Duke's got a pretty crazy.
What was his record, does it say? Overall.
Recruiting class this year too. No. Have you seen that Cooper kid play?
Cooper, yeah, he's good. He's gonna be like a perfect 3 or 4.
He's like that Kennick guy.
For Duke, actually.
Yeah, him and the other dude. They got the 1 and 2 number 1 and 2 recruit this year.
Yeah, Duke's
Shire's balling, dude. How's he getting people like that right now?
Because he's a blue blood.
Who?
Duke's recruiting class. You look at it.
Who they get? They got what's that kid?
Cooper Westvig or whatever. That dude came right. What's his name? Cooper Westvig.
No, Cooper. Cooper Flagg.
Flagg.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg.
And then the other guy they got is like a
flag.
A 7
G's. With
a G. A 7-foot black dude. This dude is really good, bro.
National title.
He got Slam Player of the Year.
Man. Yeah, he's good. And then Austin McDonald's game, he was still balling on everybody.
Terminator future teammates.
Yeah, that guy.
That's crazy.
Patrick and Guambo or something. Yeah. He's supposed to be pretty wild too. He's like 7 foot tall and just strokes threes.
Damn.
That sucks.
Some nice.
It sucks.
Some Jordan 12.
Duke's just gonna be good as fuck.
Yeah, fuck Duke though.
I know, but they're gonna be good.
They're gonna be good.
They'll be good. None of the teams that will be good except for UConn will be good next year.
Yeah.
None of them, because everyone that's decent is dipping. Bellinger or Dillinger from Kentucky's going to
look. Kentucky's NBA. Gonna be
Dillingham.
Yeah. Dillingham, yeah.
It depends on who's.
I don't fucking know. Dillingham.
Arizona, I think. Will
they're
be,
losing everybody. They'll be trash.
Caleb Williams, Boswell.
The North Carolina will be young and trash.
Wisconsin's
going to lose all their decent guys. The Stores U of I. Leaving. U of I might be good because I don't know.
Stores leaving, yeah, right?
Brown, or not Brown.
Store wants,
Shannon Jr.
Store wants $1 million NIL money. $1 million. I think he deserves it.
So Scott Drew.
He could be the one in Illinois if he went there.
Oh, he'll
be the best
player in Illinois if he goes there next year. Oh, yeah.
Because the guys
he
around
17 last year.
Wisconsin's shit-host team.
In the Big Ten.
So this guy that plays for Wisconsin, that's pretty good. He's gonna might transfer to U of I.
Yeah, he's actually an Illinois kid, so he graduated from Kankakee High School.
What is this?
Yeah, they'll call Jay Wright, but he's not gonna take it.
For where?
The job at Kentucky.
I think it might be Billy Donovan or Bruce Pearl.
Rick Pitino.
Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, Auburn coach.
Oh yeah.
There he is.
Oh, right there. Okay.
What does it say about him?
I can't believe Calhart.
He hasn't won anything.
I guess he's good with that family. Like the family that's like is Arkansas is the family that owns Tyson, like the like all the chicken stuff. So they have a shit ton of money, and he knows them. So well, I guess they're friends, and he's just like
that's the thing.
They've given the bag.
Calipari left Memphis after Dee Rose in 2009.
Yeah,
Bruce Pearl took over.
Oh,
right after him. So Calipari left. Bruce Pearl? Question mark.
And then just again, right there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See what they get.
I don't know. Who cares?
That's a big job.
It's a big job.
Tommy Lloyd from Arizona, he's losing. Good too.
Who's ever getting that job? That basketball fucking
state. Especially because they keep
losing. You're getting money.
Yeah, they're.
You're getting money there.
They take it serious. There, that's all they have.
Politics.
That's all they have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you get shmoney.
Have you guys ever heard like clips of Kentucky sports radio? Like with two of them, they get pissed. Like, I'm telling you, if John Calipari loses one more, like tournament, you had to get him out of here. Like, they were ready to get him go. They were like, nah, dude, fuck that. Like,
I knew that.
Like,
I knew
he gets right. Guys in the NBA, but what that do for us?
Right.
Yeah. Does it help us? Like, yeah, like hey, we never win shit. Like, it's cool that we have all these guys, but like, I'm not going to keep track of all these guys in the NBA. Like,
Billy
I care about
Donovan go there and get 10 mil a season.
He would be a good coach there.
Just say fuck, go try to win a chip and just play half the games. They're shitty anyway.
Play half the games and be just a god at an easy game.
I think that's
guys.
A good choice too. Scott Drew. Go up a little bit with that Baylor coach.
Especially because he's already won college championships. It's proven.
They could wait till April. Yeah. That's a long wait.
Yeah. Right under what it says? Go down.
Ooh. You said Scott Drew.
Buzz.
I know. Then I saw Brett Under with the Illinois coach. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, from Baylor.
Nah. They're going to do someone big.
He won a natty, so, you know.
Five trips to the 316.
That's a good option.
Yeah. Interesting.
Red.
He's 56-24 over the last 4 years with two tournament titles. But he only has one Elite Eight.
Yeah, he ain't going anywhere.
No.
He don't need to, yeah.
It's like we said, he's not really that good of a on-floor coach sometimes. So yeah. It's he's a girl bit more than Illinois.
Like,
he
wins conference games. Like, he'll fucking do a hell of a good job in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
He does every year. And we couldn't do that before with John Gross, the coach we had. Like, we just couldn't win we couldn't win home games, let alone road games.
Yeah.
So now it's like UConn. Looks like a lot of people are just talking about Billy Donovan and Scott Drew.
Oh, it looks like people are all over.
It's going to be all over. Hair.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They'll
probably wait till after the season, till like after I'm NBA.
Yeah.
See who's available. I mean, they're not going to get any of the big coaches, obviously, you know. So it's like the ones in the playoffs, they're going to, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Everyone else is what they're probably going
to
target.
Whoever's going to come to get the money.
But Donovan's probably the one NBA coach is probably the most likeliest to go to college.
Yeah, get the fuck out of Chicago.
I'm trying to think who else, but because there's not really. Like, he's the one that's linked the most because he has this
championship.
Yeah, success.
Proven success. And
he comes back and stops UConn from winning a third in a row.
Did you shit? I'd shit.
That would be crazy that he's like, nope. Like, you won two in a row.
I'm a good coach. The Bulls just suck.
I mean, it. Yeah, they are.
If you're playing the Knicks tonight, a row, depends who they got coming back. But who knows who's on their
Tristan
bench.
Tristan Newton's gone. Quinion's gone. That's two.
Man, I love.
Well, that one kid's going to go. Castle, too. Like,
yeah, they're going to lose everybody.
But it's like, you never know. With good programs and shit. Like,
yeah, who's on their bench or transferring?
South Carolina girls and shit. They lost five starters from last year. They went undefeated. They lost five starters.
That shit is wild, bro.
84% of their scoring from last year. They lost and they went undefeated.
Like, good coach over there, bro. That's a real coach.
Holy shit.
That's why I was like, I know people are talking about Caitlin Clark, but like, dude, if you have a team that goes undefeated, you know how hard that is? Right. To not lose a single fucking game in a season is unbelievable. We just
trying to think when the last time I'm in college really happens.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Did you know Caitlin Clark had over 10 games this year where she had more than 40 points?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I believe it.
That's fucked.
I didn't watch a single fucking one, but...
Yeah.
The Bulls are 11th.
When's the NFL draft?
3 weeks.
3 weeks away.
Let's go.
It's apparent what we're doing.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But have you heard the rumors?
What?
Rumors with trading up and getting Marvin.
Okay, yeah, trading up and getting Marvin. Supposedly is a thing.
What, using picks from next year?
It probably has to be, unless if it's players around, who would be?
No, they're not trading players.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No, they're trading. I think it would have to be picks from next year.
If you get Marvin Harrison and fucking Caleb Williams, everybody's going to shun you. Everybody's going to be like, fuck you. Like,
this year's 9 in both your first rounds next year?
Yeah, you trade up from 9 and like buy both second rounds.
Well, my dad was saying if you get Marvin Harrison, that equals 2 wins to your season.
Yeah.
Instant. Boom. 2 wins on at least.
He is that good, yeah.
Like that good.
It's just he's just a big body axe, which is exactly what the Bears need right now, essentially,
would be
too.
Three.
Yeah.
Would be third option. Third option.
You can argue he'd be
kidding me?
You can argue he could be a fourth option or listening. Fifth behind Kmet and Swift.
Right. I'm not listening to this. No, he's not behind Kmet or Swift.
No, I'm just saying starting off the year.
God. Third option slot, Marvin Harrison.
That dude's going to get 10 touchdowns easy this year.
Yeah, oh yeah, on whatever team he's on, for sure.
Because maybe we don't even really know his extent of how good he is yet.
Because,
like, those dudes aren't throwing bombs from whoever. I don't think he's necessarily ever had a quarterback that can, like, really throw the ball. Like, McCord was okay, but not, like, who did he have the year before?
Yes, he has Stroud.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. Yeah, but I guess they were opening up. But that wasn't
How many touchdowns? Hey, Rick's going to look at this and be like, oh, hey.
How many touchdowns? Well, I'm never going to give Ohio State any.
I mean, let me see.
I feel, yeah, Stroud should have never went to the fucking OSU.
Why not? You don't like him?
Too good. How many have is that the year before last? Let's go to a stats.
14 touchdowns.
Same things.
He had 15 this year.
Oh, he had a rushing?
He had a rushing. He had more scrimmage yards. Higher average. Oh, no, that's rushing.
Throw the ball down. Yeah. Fire as fuck to that dude. Just straight downfield. I don't even
He's
know
a beast, dude.
That would be unbelievable if we did that.
What?
Moved up for him.
Dude, that's...
It's almost like tough because it's almost like...
Why wouldn't you, though?
I mean, yeah. It's...
What's coming out next year?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Is there any receiver that's going to be on par with him? No.
Oh, no. It's no one... No one yet.
Illinois just got a transfer from Louisville.
If we did nice. That, would that be the greatest NFL draft class of all time?
Yeah, you get like two of the best put in the top. It's like the Texans last year. You could argue getting Anderson and Stroud.
Yeah,
like that's a.
But it's almost.
But it's a 1-2 punch. Yeah, because it's a quarterback and receiver. Essentially, so you get the duo kind of.
Could we legit
getting Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow? That's even different because they're in college, but they were in college again. You know,
they had to would you say it. Jamar Chase? Or would you say Joe Burrow is better than Caleb Williams at last year of football? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because Joe Burrow just had like that 1 year, you know?
Yeah.
And Caleb had like all so it's four better years than, it's or better 3 years. Than them. Yeah.
Right.
Like prospect wise, yeah.
That's crazy. I guess I didn't realize how many picks we had for next year.
It's like if you got Andrew Luck and, like, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Essentially, I know they're different draft classes, but, like, imagine getting those two guys in the same class. You'd be like,
Jesus, fuck.
I hope so, bro.
Because that's a caliber of prospect like, that each of the guys are. Like, everyone's saying the generational for Marvin. I think everyone agrees the generational for Marvin Harrison. Like, everyone's kind of he is.
I guess
there's some people say that. He's a second wide receiver in this draft.
He has a pedigree. He's 6'4".
Yeah, I think he's exactly. He's gonna get better. I think
we haven't seen his potential yet.
He'd be so great in the Bears.
Yeah, like you said, like he had McCord throwing him the ball and shit. Yeah, McCord's average. He was an average. Yeah, you know, Big Ten.
Yeah, nothing bad, but like, no.
Where did he go? Did he transfer?
Syracuse.
Yeah, right? It's where he's from.
He might have a good year too at Syracuse. It's a little benefit for the ACC a little way.
Now I don't mind Odunze either. But Marvin Harrison is...
Marvin Harrison.
What's Marvin Harrison. Well, that's one.
Bears of...
Yeah, just people's opinion. I don't think they're going to trade down from 9, essentially.
You never know because, you know, I think there's going to be 3 quarterbacks drafted.
I think the Bears are going to have, like, 5 guys that are, like... The Bears might have 5 guys, but they're like, if they're here at 9, like, these are guys that we think are, can't miss guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably...
Gotta take them.
Bowers. No, I think they'll pass on Bowers if they're at 9. Yeah. They'll probably be like, nah, fuck.
They already got a title.
Just because, like, the position of value, too, they said, like, they'll be, like, one of the highest paid tight ends right off the bat.
Damn.
Yeah. Like Neighbors, Odunze, Harrison, like you know with like
yeah, you know what you're getting.
Him, bit probably Dallas Turner, and maybe Verse. I don't know. Depends on how they see Verse.
I need Verse.
It depends on how they see him.
Where's Penix go?
They're saying second round. I haven't seen that. I think Ty McShay had like the Giants trading up. Because they have like a high, I think they're like the 38th pick, so they're like trade up. Kind of how, who's the dude last year? From, out of Kentucky?
Levis?
Yeah, Levis. Like how he went out and then Titans traded up a little bit to get him. Same shit. Like someone's gonna want it. Or Las Vegas.
Yeah. Could see that.
Carolina. Just get him extra picks. Say fuck it.
Jalen McMillan.
Couple weeks till we get kind of more set and what we're gonna be doing for the next.
Yeah, we'll do a big draft months. Episode. I'll have everything ready.
Yeah. Good draft episode.
Yeah, softball. Fucking so lame ass. Yeah, Skip.
Can't. What world are you in?
The real world.
No.
And the MTV show.
I won't skip.
Willie, just come on to
the won't skip my not softball for, the draft. For my kids' games if they got a game. This is a bullshit soccer game. I'm not missing anything.
This today. Is a NFL draft.
Yeah, it happens every year.
Yeah, but this is a big one.
I only got a few years.
Wouldn't you rather get the news from me saying, Josh, we got Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison?
I'd rather just be like, sick.
And then he goes out and plays ball and shit. That's awesome.
Oh,
I think I think Nick's super hyped about it.
Everyone is.
Let's go.
Well, I'll do a draft episode.
Playing, your boy's playing with us.
Ian?
No, I got to ask Gino about that, dude. I got to ask Pat about that guy. I don't know who he was cool with. Like, how he ended up there.
Probably Matt.
Yeah, but I don't think Matt's playing. Because he's a punk.
Yeah, Matt's not good. Not like, he's just not good.
Your boy Rocco.
No, hell yeah. He's I got to talk
with us. Oh, yeah, Rocco Flacco.
Yeah, they had Marvin Harrison on Monday. Okay, that's what it was.
Who does?
The Bears had Marvin on Monday.
Oh, damn.
I think Neighbor is visiting tomorrow. He's going to be good, too. That's crazy. I don't know. Probably if he goes to Giants. I forgot that they had Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee.
Well, we'll see. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else, Hams? Now what do we got to watch? NBA playoffs?
The UFL? Tell you watch it again.
I've watched like some parts of it.
I saw highlights. I saw that kicker fucking. You saw that? He broke his neck.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He went for a tackle on the fucking.
I know there's a big fight card next week.
Yeah.
You got 1500? I don't even like a hitter. It's not bad. Why not?
You don't like the card?
Nah, because Pereira's not really a true main event guy. And Jamal Hills is. That shit. This is not a good enough main event for UFC 300.
Right.
Does that make sense?
He's put Sugar Sean.
I think it like was. It just, should have been. I think it was. Well, it was just people overhyped it before it was. Like, you know, before. Everything because well, they thought it was gonna be like this greatest thing, yeah. But they just they could have made the car. Though. People got hurt, and then
my brother said it should have been the car should have been flipped with the Sugar Shell.
Yeah,
yeah, he should have fought at the next one for sure. Yeah. At this one,
yeah,
at 300.
He's probably like, I don't give a fuck. I won.
He got paid either way. I just wish there was more. I don't like the co-main is like two little girls gonna fight. They're badasses, but like this. It's just kind of like, yeah.
No, Zhang.
I guess
it's a Gaethje and Holloway.
Yeah, but like, what is it gonna do? There are they really gonna have a nickel? That's a good that is a good fight.
The Bo Nickel one.
Yeah. And Max Holloway ain't fighting two people. That's canceled. So he's fighting Gaethje. So I don't know who filling in that other one. I don't know. I just don't think it's that good.
Yeah, he's still fighting them. Holly Holm. Jiri.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now, before you're big on them. Aljo, man.
All the time. Yeah, Aljo needs a win, but he's fighting up, I think. A weight class.
Cutter.
Bo Nickel's good.
Corey Garbrandt.
Yeah, who's he fighting?
This is the guy that Brandon fought like two times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Before he lost, unfortunately. So, see, like, overall, it's, you know, when you put it everything.
Not terrible.
Yeah.
Just feel like.
But like I said, it underwhelmed because I think they just had such high hopes. They said it was going to be one of the biggest cards, and
it could be good if Jamal Hill retains his title. He won a match and then got hurt, so he had to vacate the championship. So it really is his belt to win. Mm-hmm. And Pereira slid in on it. I don't know if he's really going to be able to beat Pereira though. I don't know how good. I've never really watched Jamal Hill fight. He kind of just popped up and won that title that day, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Like, you're not even that good. And it's like, all right, now you're fighting.
Yeah, they're going to be 301 originally. Pantoja.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he tore his Achilles. That's what it was. It was yeah, he was out for a while. All right, yeah, we'll talk that afterwards.
Yeah. Peace the fuck out, you son of a bitch.
Peace the fuck out.
Peace out.